With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. As the Israel-Hamas war continues, former President Trump says President Biden has let Israel down. He says Biden took away the sanctions that impoverished Iran during his administration, effectively making the Islamic Republic rich and able to resume funding terrorist groups like Hamas.
They were absolutely broke. I did such a job. No money for Hamas, no money for Hezbollah, no money for anybody. In fact, you once did a story on the fact that there's very little money going after these terror groups. Under Biden, he took away all the sanctions.
Mr. Trump was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. The White House has weighed in on standardizing electric vehicle chargers. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
Tesla, the leader in the EV market, operates the largest network of fast chargers, and many of its supercharger stations are in prime locations. But Tesla's charging standard has long been in conflict with the connector used by most other automakers. The White House supports last week's announcement to standardize Tesla's charging plugs for all EVs in the U.S. By next year, Ford, GM, and others say they plan to provide adapters to customers so they can plug into the Tesla network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A maritime intelligence company says a drone has hit an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India in the Arabian Sea. The British firm Embry says the attack happened yesterday. The vessel was damaged. Nobody was hurt. It took place on a Liberian flag tanker 120 miles southwest of the Indian port of Varaval. The holiday travel rush hitting its peak with mild weather and lower flight cancellations. U.S. Airlines predicting a blockbuster season, and they say they can handle it. This is SRN News. UPS has teamed up with the Salvation Army to spread Christmas cheer.
UPS employees in five cities have adopted 425 children this Christmas through the Salvation Army's Angel Tree program. The Christian nonprofit helps provide Christmas gifts to hundreds of thousands of children around the country each year. UPS hopes its efforts will inspire a cycle of giving and kindness. A company representative said, in the future, those kids could potentially be donors to Angel Tree because someone helped them. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Catholic Church moves a step closer to embracing gay marriage. Pope Francis formally approved allowing priests to bless same-sex couples this past week. The Vatican explains the radical change in policy by insisting that people seeking God's love and mercy shouldn't be subject to, quote, an exhaustive moral analysis to receive it. The Pope recently suggested the blessing of gay couples. Now he's made it a reality. This is SRN News. Claims about offshore wind farms threatening whales continue to be a flashpoint in the fight over the future of renewable energy.
Conservatives, including former President Trump, have claimed construction of offshore wind turbines is killing whales. Scientists say there's no credible evidence. Rhode Island and Virginia have pilot programs. While whales have been dying at an advanced rate, scientists and federal authorities say the biggest threats are shipping collisions and fishing gear entanglement. Another concern affecting whales, underwater noise pollution, though federal law sets limits on human-generated sound underwater. I'm Julie Walker.
As children around the world eagerly await Santa's arrival on Christmas, the military is ready to track him and see if he's using any new tech. NORAD keeps close watch on Santa and his sleigh as soon as he leaves the North Pole. This is SRN News.